I use this path daily. Walk my dog, and it gets very muddy. And
let's walk along a bit of it, and you can tell me what's wrong with it.
Right from where we're standing. Right from where we're standing here is the entrance to Lower Pastures from the path. We can see where it's really muddy, and the grass has grown over it all along there. It really needs some hardcore or something, some roof.
You saw something or heard about something that made you angry?
No, not angry, just more sympathy than anger. A local lady, takes her children to school and uses this path. She pushes, in the winter months, she pushes twins on a pushchair through this path, along this path in the mud. That really prompted me to approach the council about it.
Now, Julia Harvey, you use this path as well, do you?
Most days, yes, because my daughter, unfortunately, has cancer and she lives on the Danes home. So I come most days to walk her dogs, and it's to walk all the way around would be too much because I don't have a car.
I mean, in this weather, it looks fine. What is wrong with it?
Oh, it's very, very muddy and it floods, yes, and it's horrible in the winter. It really is, yes.
Is it just an inconvenience or is it dangerous?
I can't honestly say it's dangerous for me. I wear Wellington boots and that, but actually in the summertime it's more dangerous because it's uneven.
Yusuf Chowdhury, you're the local councillor. What do you want done to this path?
To be honest, I'm really during my campaign, when I was going to people's door, and most of the people in Great Oakley was complaining about this path. And what I like to see, the path to get sorted out, because it's quite risky and dangerous as well, because most of the people from my ward, mother with the pushchairs, they use this path every day to take their children to the school.
And this is the responsibility of the county council?
It is, yes.
And what have they told you about this path?
They said they're going to investigate and they're going to have a look at it and they're going to make their decision, but they haven't feedback me anything yet.
If the county council turn round and say yes, they will repair it, all well and good. Mm. What happens if they say they just don't have the money? We've all heard about the cuts that they say are necessary.
I think if they said if they don't have the money to repair this path, I think this is going to be a disappointment for my area, Great Oakley, because this path haven't been touched for last 20 odd years, and then. All the people lives in Great Oakley. This is the only path they used for their dog walk or school or maybe to the Spread Eagle pup, which is nearest to the Great Oakley.
We hear a lot about Big Society. Would this be an example of Big Society working if the people who use the path, repair it themselves?
I'm not too sure about that because I can't say because I haven't asking my people about that. But this belongs to county council. They should do it. If they said they don't have fund, this is not right because they're doing it everywhere. And this is the quite dangerous position at the moment. This path is not suitable to use at all. And they should do it because my people of here, they're paying the high tax in Grey Oakley. And they're not getting the opportunity for the all the full neatness in the area, so which is not right at all.
Yusuf Chowdhury, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.